This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
So, a trip to the dog park. They're running around and I see Wolf Blitzer. No, the fact that his name is Wolf has nothing to do with...
unrelated to the dog.
Any of the dogs.
No, that's a kind of big dog.
That's why I pointed out.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, have you met my dog? And his dog comes over and I'm like, oh!
And just so I know, the dog breed is not a wolf.
His dog is not a wolf.
No.
Let me tell you about his dog.
Ooh.
I'm looking at this dog and I say, Wolf, are you aware your dog's friggin' head fell off? And Wolf is like, no, let me explain. He's a turtle dog. He's scared. So his head is permanently on the inside.
I see. Okay. So the dog has a shell that is where
its
his body lives.
Yes. Its body is a shell.
Mm-hmm. And then, so he's got a turtle dog.
Yes.
And then did he ever hit it with a lawnmower or something, like in the backyard, and then there's a big chip on its shell?
He didn't do that.
Hmm.
That's weird to you.
Just seem like bound to happen. Inside the shell, they look basically like a rock. Hey, I hate the way this microphone is now. I have to lean so far forward. What happened to the
And this
thing?
Is part of the new Josh thing, and we do appreciate
Should
that
I
Josh was
microphone?
Able to do this at the last second. We do appreciate it,
You know what? Somebody switched them. This should be here.
Everything is a little bit worse than normal.
And I'm talking to you, Josh, and you can, and now I'm here? Oh, that feels better. Hey, so I didn't mean to ruin your turtle dog story. What happened next, Hayes?
His dog and my dog, Jason, became friends.
Okay, and your dog is a wolf?
Yes.
Yes.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet line back hallways of this industry we call showbiz.
What up, what up?
This is it's a weird one for a lot of reasons. The whole Josh thing is super weird. Very rarely do we not set up our own records. Usually it's us, you know, reaching out to a guest and saying that we need to put this together.
And calling the shots, saying you got to be here at this time. You got to dress like this. You got to bring these drinks for us and also this kind of donut for Hayes.
Yeah.
Or he going to be
and
real crabby?
And here's all the funny stuff for you to say.
Oh, yeah. And say some of this funny stuff and we have it all prepared.
Yes.
And so this episode might feel a little weird because, quite frankly, we got blindsided. Hayes and I got grabbed and thrown in a van.
We were emailed by the guests and we were like... maybe not today, maybe some other day or something. And then Adam Sachs emailed us and was like, guys, can you get in there and do this one today?
Mm-hmm. We said no, and then we went for a walk, and then we got thrown in a van.
For a shared
like
walk.
What I said.
And then we were grabbed and thrown in a van.
And let's just go with what I said.
That was the end of it. And so... Tom Sharpling and Julie Klausner are here.
And it's the two of them.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Sean. What up, what up?
And
so one of you
we had both
us.
Of them on the show very recently.
Mm-hmm. They've both been here, individually.
Sean's
so great to be back.
Tom's been on the show 11 times.
12. Yes. Queenie's been here. This is her third time.
Third or fourth.
Mm-hmm. And we don't know which.
And we're...
There's no way to check.
And
I'm kind of the Steve Martin of this piece at this point, right?
Yeah,
and I'm the
in a way.
Edie, and I'm the Edie Brickell.
Yeah.
And together we have musical.
Yes. And we are here. Steve Martin.
Yeah, because you do all the banjo stuff, too.
I do the banjo stuff, And I'm here to do verbal banjostics with my bro at... Big Red, Julie Klausner.
What up, what up?
Yeah, what up indeed.
All this what up, big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, what does it all
mean? It's almost starting to seem deliberate.
What? Mm-hmm.
Because
What up?
Yeah.
Up. What up, what up?
I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm. And because Sean does say that, and he only says it sometimes now, mm-hmm. and he parcels them out very carefully, and when mm-hmm. he does, people online say, oh, we got one, a little fish food.
I make it special for them.
And they swim to the top, and they go.
Yeah.
What do they go?
Well,
bloop, 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 bloop.
You used to get a Star Wars movie once every 20 years. Now you're getting one every 3 months. That's where What Up, What Up's going. We're blowing this thing wide open as a part of what we are here to tell you two dudes all about.
And okay. in another sense, we're not here.
No.
You know what I mean?
No,
we're not here.
Exactly. Oh, wow.
Don't treat this like we're here because we're not.
This is really yes. putting me on my heels.
Do a show.
Do we had show, that initial. And if I appear to be writing something down while you're talking, mm-hmm. don't worry about it.
I won't be able to tell.
By all means. Once you pick it up from that story where you were at the dog.
I wrote down turtle park. Dog.
Turtle dog.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that story is resolved.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and it was good. Now, this one is just beginning. We got some email, maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but someday soon you'll be recording a podcast, and that's all we knew.
Yes.
And so it feels like this is that podcast.
And last time we heard from Tom, he was in Engineer Cody's engineer boot camp in school. Mm-hmm. It was not resolved whether he actually became an engineer or not.
Kind of petered out.
Not sure whose fault that was. Probably Tom's.
Kind of trickled to a non-conclusion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Felt like maybe it lost some steam or maybe never had momentum to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
a little bit of both, probably.
I just remembered I've been here 3 times. Not 4.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
And 3 was the original number I thought that we.
And that got said. And then who remembers who brought up 4? It could have been Julie. It could have been anybody. But somebody brought up 4. And now maybe the same person is saying, no, no more 4.
Here's what's stressful to me about this situation. I haven't looked in the news today to see what's good to talk about in movies. Mm-hmm. And so when you say just like do a show, mm-hmm. it.
A normal show.
What's required first is to go to the news and say, oh, wouldn't that be interesting for people to hear our take on?
Mm-hmm, yeah,
or
I want to know what people think about what we think.
File away an experience in my daily life.
Sure.
Which I was not prepared to do.
Turtle dog is one thing that happened, but that's almost like
it's cached.
That's almost squeezed dry. So, yeah, that's cached. Mm-hmm. So at this point, I'm like, do we dive back into Turtle Dog? Maybe Wolf's name being Wolf and he's at a dog park? I feel like we've explored that enough.
Should we give some context to why we're here? And again, we're not here.
Let me rephrase.
Yes. That might help.
My Absolutely. Comrade.
Yes. Partner.
Can we give some context as to why we're not here?
Yes. Yeah. That would be so good.
You know that I made a play to try to lure Hayes to stay on the East Coast, switch Hollywood Handbook to Big Apple Bible. Didn't go well. Ended up on a train. Ended up on some godforsaken live episode of your show with engineer Cody. I was beneath him trying to get back in on the whole thing. Bad play. Looked at myself in the mirror. Bad play. And just like,
there were a lot of stops and starts with your relationship to this show.
Where do you have a mirror?
Where do I have a mirror?
Tom keeps a man compact.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
It doesn't have powder in it. It's just a.
Well, what does it have where the powder would be?
Another mirror.
Double mirror.
Yeah. Double mirror, just like.
Infinity.
Yeah, just like that, the thing with the auto-tune. Double mirror. What a miracle. What was that one?
Oh, I don't know. But oh, now I have
to. He's talking about the double rainbow.
Yeah.
It is just
right.
Like that.
Right.
So I was stoned.
So
I think do you think he was messed up?
I feel like he was messed up on
messed up brownies.
I'm so glad we're talking about it.
It's funny, but I think he was messed up.
I think he had taken edibles.
And remember, he goes, is this real life?
Yeah, that's the.
Charlie bit my
finger. So anyway.
Damn, Charlie.
I'm at the bottom of the barrel. I'm looking up at Engineer Cody,
mm-hmm.
and I'm saying this to myself in the mirror. How far have you fallen, Tom? And then I get a call from Julie, She's coming to town. I'm stuck out here in Los Angeles. She's like, I got a play to make. And we're going to get it all back. It's like...
Well, we've made plays with Julie. I mean, we've made two musicals.
Well, no, this is, I mean, a play, not a stage play. This is a business play. And we're ready to make a business play.
How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying.
But that's another play.
Love
that's
that
a It's musical. A business play.
It's yeah, a business that's play. A business play.
But this play. Is a play yeah. in the world of business. Mm. And
flag on the field. Is that a...
Yeah.
Right? Is that a musical?
No, it's a...
Hum a few bars.
It's like a play, right?
Flag on the field?
Flag on the field.
I think that's... Is that football?
Whatever it is, I'm probably not using it right. Sorry.
Julie pretends not to know about football as part of her brand.
I know. Mm-hmm. But she's always wearing that
Redskins jersey.
I wear that leather...
that's why you call her red.
Leatherheads.
Yeah. You always got your old-timey football leatherheads helmet on.
And a fur coat and a Yale pennant.
Yeah.
And an Art Monk... jersey.
And those Joe Namath white chinos. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So Julie's like, fear not, friend. Mm-hmm. You're at the bottom. We're going to get this back. She has a play to make.
Yeah.
Not a...
Sports.
Not that. Not
or theater.
Yeah.
Okay. Not, I didn't say anything.
A sports play.
Sure.
Damn Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
It's not
whatever
that
Lola
kind of
wants,
play.
Lola mm-hmm. gets.
So
a double play,
but Lola from the Kink song.
Oh, you interesting.
Know?
Oh, wow, interesting with the Power term. Man. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Good.
Yeah, yeah. So she has an idea. We're gonna get it all back, and then would you like to? We would you like to tell them what we decided to do?
Remember well, that Wes Anderson
we,
trailer.
We sold, should we say the news or?
We optioned.
You sold the news?
We optioned Hollywood Handbook.
Oh, wow. Hey, now, what do you mean?
Well, what
we're
we
in
mean.
We're in business.
Is option like a quarterback option? Because
no.
You seem to be living in that realm right now.
No, no. We met with Adam.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Sachs.
Yeah.
And Paul Feig.
And Paul Feig. Got him attached. All of us came in, optioned the show.
Reboot.
Yeah. Hollywood Handbook.
With a woman on one role. So it's like a it's half Paul Feig and then it's half Adam.
Adam Sachs, yeah.
Adam Sachs, the masculine side.
Feig Sack
equation.
Yeah. So it's like a sack of Feigs.
Sack of Feigs.
Like yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sack of Feig Newtons. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Feig.
Newton.
Yes. Which would be.
Sack of Feigs.
Sack of Feigs.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like being out in Coachella.
Sack of Jafiga.
Where the Feigs are from. No, those are dates. Those are not Feigs. They grow dates out there.
Oh, right. Yes. I've seen.
We're going to be playing you in a movie. I can't help it. I just let it out.
No, don't burst
I'm
out
so
like
excited.
That. Now, hold on. I was invested in hearing the long version. Now, let's back up.
Mm-hmm.
Because what happened in between?
Yeah.
It's a multi-platform.
It's a multicam. Yeah. It's the first multicam movie.
Multi-platform? Does it have a two-screen experience?
No, we're going to do it. Well, it'll be screen on screen for people.
There's a PIP. It's going to be a PIP experience. Yeah. You know, picture in picture on the remote. It's a PIP experience.
Yeah. A PIP experience.
So,
PIP experience. Oh,
like Pippin?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, another.
Magic to
got
do.
To find my corner of the sky. Mm-hmm. Remember that part of
I
Pippin?
Do?
That's Ben Vereen.
Rivers belong where they can ramble.
So we are here.
We're here. The point, we're not here, but we are here.
We're not here. It's like a ride along.
We're here.
When you make a...
You and my spirit can run free.
You mentioned the musical, so don't be like, oh,
you
now don't
brought
sing.
Up Pippin.
Look, I want you guys to say whatever you want to say because we're
sings.
Here.
Sings.
Okay, sing. So we should put some singing in
sings,
this
sings, and then maybe a qualifier yeah, on it. Like,
because they sing.
Dude's got pipes.
They sing. I'm figuring... If this thing's ultimately going to be a movie, we should probably do some podcasts as them.
Yeah.
To kind of really just get the...
And what we did is we tried to do one. We did like a dry run, but Tom was playing Sean like way too gay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh. The engineer walked out.
Because he was so turned on.
And he came back 4 minutes later.
That's all it took.
Then I did it again. Then he walked out again and came back 6 minutes
later. So this guy's getting boned out and seeking a release.
Yeah. Yeah.
We think so.
From you playing me so good.
You might be taking a cold shower.
Well, I didn't think of it. I was just playing you.
We got feedback that it was too gay later from the engineer.
Mm-hmm. Just for the movies or whatever.
He didn't mention for anything. He just said that it was too...
He said when he was listening to it, he had the compulsion to go out into the head and run off a batch of stomach pancakes twice.
Aren't all pancakes stomach pancakes?
Well,
where do you put them?
Summer crepes.
Well, I think they end up in your stomach. I think they're ending up on his stomach.
Oh. Oh, I see.
Batter.
Oh.
Yeah. Batter up.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, he's blasting loads. Okay.
Here's what I don't understand about any of this. Mm-hmm. Why is like Julie? Julie's got heat.
Mm-hmm.
Why? What does she have to gain from working with Tom, who's radioactive?
Julie's one of the funniest honeys in the business.
Yeah.
And so at this point, I'm sort of going.
I heard she was in a photo spread with Jen Kirkman recently.
And look, my thing's toxic. I'll admit it.
You admit it's very confusing.
Tom and I have a relationship that precedes our relationship with show business.
Yes. So what if I'm in podcast jail right now? I can handle it. I'm going to fight my way out of jail. I'm going to break out of podcast jail. You know what? It was like that show, The Prison Break. Julie went into the prison and got me out.
Tom's like family.
Yeah.
So I will help him.
Don't see that being your motivation. I just feel like I know you better than that. There must be something else.
That so doesn't funny, really work for me.
You know what's reminding me of what Hayes is saying is when the engineer said I was playing Hayes too mean. Remember?
Yeah.
When he was just like, you're just making him like a fire-breathing dragon.
Yeah. The engineer was like, there's funny mean and mean like mean.
Did he have to go at him?
Sadistic, like, what's his name? The poet in Reservoir Dogs who cut off that guy's ear? You know, the
nice
poet.
Nice guy, Eddie?
No. He was mean. He wasn't nice.
Mr.
Oh.
It had Mr. in the title.
Have you read Michael Madsen's poetry?
Mr. Color. Yeah, Mr. Colors, right.
Mm-hmm.
He writes poetry.
Mm-hmm.
What I do want to caution you against, Julie, is overestimating the amount of heat that you have and feeling like Tom can't bring you down through association.
The way radioactivity works.
Mm-hmm. And not the fun Spider-Man radioactivity, but like real radioactivity, like Tom radioactivity.
Fair enough. Point.
You have to bury him in the Marianas Trench.
What if I turn out to be the first podcast superhero, right?
Tom, we didn't talk about any of this in the car.
No, this is. Look, let's get phase
this
one.
This is what he does, okay. Julie. He plays fast and loose.
This is phase one.
He surprises you in the worst way.
This is what I'll say. Boys, do your show. We're here to take notes. Have at it.
Okay, and we just pretend you guys aren't here.
Please.
We're not.
Do we talk about you the whole time?
What happened when you did the mean version of me? What the engineer
cut off the engineer's pinky.
Oh my goodness.
Oh,
did he crank out some tear pancakes?
They're cheek pancakes.
Well, they were red velvet. You know what I mean? Because he was
oh my goodness.
Because of the blood.
Yeah. Ooh, decadent.
Yeah.
So you're a woman playing Hayes, and the note was just that you were too mean. But then Tom's playing me, and it was that he was too gay? Can we even say that?
I didn't. Look, I was just playing you as is.
Can we say that on here?
Can we say that on here? Are we allowed to? Josh, can we say that on this?
Yeah, I think it's fun.
Can we?
I think it's fun.
I don't trust Josh.
Josh thinks it's fun.
Fine. That's how he gets his kicks.
What else do you think is fun?
Paul Feig wears a 75-piece suit when he directs.
Oh, yes, I've heard.
His pocket squares have pocket squares.
And when his kerchief drifts to the floor, that's how you know it's time to
cut. 75 PAs come out.
When it settles on the floor, that's when it's time to cut.
When he tucks his cravat into his cummerbund in the morning.
Yes.
I've heard.
He really sits around the house.
I've heard, yes. That he really sits around the house.
Really
that's
sits
good.
Around
that's
the
better
house.
Than what I was going to say.
Good. That's, yes.
And I'm willing to admit when was something's that, was, better than that? What I was going to say.
How was that? Really sits around the house. So good.
I
yes.
Feel like it's like, I think you went in the opposite direction. Now it's not gay enough.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that don't really sound like
that
me.
That don't really sound like me.
That's, there you go.
And was that it? In the zone.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, a lot of actors start with the voice.
Okay.
But I prefer American Idol.
But why are they having you do this? I understand they
own the rights.
They need a woman to.
That's Paul Feig's brand.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Feig.
New why? It's still why Tom? Why is Tom the one playing Sean? There are so many.
Yeah, that's right. Like, how does Tom get to play me?
Why there are lots of people like, who I think would be. A
why,
great fit.
Why not,
I mean,
Tom?
Kirkman, for God's sake.
Sure. Kirk Douglas.
If we're getting funny honeys, oh, let's get thought, the Kirkman in
yeah,
here.
Yeah, the Kirkman.
Because Paul's only producing half of it, the other half has to be a male.
Kirk
person.
Douglas, Dick Van Dyke.
Oh, Sachs insisted on Tom.
Mike Sachs?
No. I'm not poking a dead frog here. I'm talking about Adam Sachs.
Adam Sachs likes Tom. They had a coffee I wasn't invited to.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what happened in it, but I know that.
In the coffee?
Look, I'll say this. All due respect, it's none of your fucking business why I'm on the side of this table or not. Do the show.
Do the show.
Please.
Please.
And all now right. We seem to have hit a kind of sensitive place. Yes.
And now we seem to have hit a sort of sensitive place.
Wait a minute, two hazes.
Is there an echo in here?
Hold on.
How could Hayes be if what? He's over, but what? You're just, but she was over.
Usually my voice just is inside my own head.
So what you're saying is you hate Jews.
Oh. Yes. How come I like
yeah.
cookie,
yeah.
but often
no.
like
yeah.
ice creams?
No. Yeah, no.
I do just say yeah. no and yeah a lot, searching for something better to say.
I would never ask that question. I know exactly why. Ice cream is too cold. So, so one thing is I'm thinking is so crazy is mm-hmm. we're movies guys who did a podcast,
yeah.
and now these podcasters are taking our podcast and making a movie.
Using people who... Are not movie people.
Yeah, not much. I mean, that seemed a little inside out. And I don't mean the Mindy Kaling vehicle.
Mindy
Kaling. K-A-L.
U-S-N-E-R.
Is she one of the funny honeys?
No. S-C-H.
Did she make the funny honeys?
Is she one of the funny honeys?
What?
Is Mindy Kaling one of the funny honeys?
I told them about my band.
Okay, the funny honeys.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the rock bottom remainders of,
right, of comedy.
Women in comedy.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, and Stephen King plays the drums in both. Mm-hmm. He's pretty cool.
Dave Barry, does Dave Barry get to?
Dave Becky and Dave Barry play the triangles.
They share a triangle.
They share
a
they share a triangle.
Wow.
And you know who the third side of the triangle is for?
Todd Barry.
Todd Barry.
I've got a note for the band.
Becky Barry Barry.
More cowbell.
More. He's drinking like a kombucha.
Spicy drink.
It's a spicy
drink. It's part of the spicy drink challenge. It's a cayenne
it's
kombucha.
It's an ongoing challenge.
I'll probably put like something else in that bottle though. You know what I mean? Like the way Michael Anthony from Van Halen would fake drink Jack Daniels on stage.
I see what you're doing.
Yeah, I'll put like iced tea in the kombucha bottle. Okay. Just because I'm not going to drink that shit.
I was going to wear pants that were too tight just to like get myself uncomfortable.
Is that like a Hayes-ism?
Well, I was just thinking it would help me feel more like Hayes.
Okay.
Just put some
too tight pants.
Blood, being in the head is good rather than anywhere else.
He's known for his too tight pants.
Now, why am I giving you tips?
It's actually really helpful. If you have any more listening.
When this thing hits... We're all rich. You guys might want to play ball on this.
Oh,
is that true? Because nobody came to us about any.
Oh no, I mean
options.
Earwolf is rich.
Oh, okay. So the royal.
I'll be rich. Julie will be rich. Earwolf will be rich.
Uh-huh.
You guys are going to be like. Do you know who Kenny Kramer is? Do you know who that is?
The real Kramer.
Oh, I yeah. do. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Giddy up, Jerry. Yeah.
You guys will be doing like the real Hollywood handbook tour
of the studio. Mm.
Yeah. And you'll just be like taking.
There's the computer.
You take people on a bus ride all around. It's just like, hey, this is where they shot the. This is where they shot the movie.
I'm amazed that Kenny Kramer mm-hmm. got away with it when, you know, all those times Michael Richards saying all that funny stuff and like, and then everyone's like, oh, it's Kenny Kramer who's like the original funny person.
Yeah.
So he didn't get credit for the.
And then he says this other thing mm-hmm. and everyone's mm-hmm. like, oh, now it's you when he's just doing Kenny Kramer.
Mm-hmm. That was a good run. You should.
He was just doing Kenny Kramer.
So what happens? Do we continue to do this show?
Yeah, where do we go?
Who are you talking to? We're not here.
We're not here.
But you've responded every other time I've spoken.
Have we?
I don't think so.
Hayes, I'm getting scared. Hayes.
I'm wondering if they actually are not here.
Where do we go? Like, do we go away when they be us?
Because normally it's just... us and a guest.
Yeah.
And now.
If that.
Right.
Yeah.
And now there's other people here, but they say they aren't here.
Yeah.
And when we try to talk to them, they say, who are you talking to? Like, yeah. There's nobody there.
Yeah.
It's a paralyzingly scary situation.
Have you guys ever thrown up in a haunted house?
I don't want it to Tom to be me.
Yeah, I've thrown up a bunch of times.
Hayes, I don't want Tom to be me. Because I am being me. And if Tom's being me, then I don't know who to be.
Here's what is making me so scared. Left? Here's why I'm sad right now. I do want Julie to be me.
I'm emotional, so I'm going to talk like the way I'm emotional.
I like this.
Yeah.
I like when somebody else gets to be me instead of me.
You're doing him now, right?
I don't want to be me anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, then I'll be Sean back to that.
This is more comfortable.
Okay, then I'll go. That's nice. I guess maybe the soda pops.
Yeah.
Like the Diet Pepsis and the Coke Zero, maybe.
But what you're saying is that. Hold on.
What you're saying is
you hate Jews.
So if
it's not so much a Jews, but it's
so if you're being me and it's the
who?
Friggin' engineer got to jag off all the time about that when you're doing that. How come that doesn't happen when I'm just being me?
He can't lift his pinky while he does it anymore. Do you know why? I cut it off.
Oh, no. Mean Hayes. Well, okay. So.
With a scissors.
Oh, no. With a scissors. Oh, boy. Guys.
Want to hear the title? The one you didn't text me back.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to wait for this.
What is it the title of?
Yeah. A Hazy Sean of Wolfpack.
Okay. And Tom didn't respond to that text.
It's Hollywood Handbook.
And I'm not sure I would either.
The movie. Colon.
Hazy Sean of Wolfter. We'll make it. You're not in. I'm the title person.
Okay. And does that have an origin reference?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Sean.
Is that tethered to any idea whatsoever, or it just sort of exists
loosely on
its own? Hazy Shade of Winter.
Mm-hmm. And that's not anything anybody knows?
Well, my band covers that song.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. The Funny Honeys.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to get my head around Tom's involvement in this thing at all. Why Adam Sachs?
Adam Sachs knows a lot of big superstars.
I'm starting to wonder if it has something to do with the other day when Adam Sachs came in the office. You remember this? And he was like, guys, I'm so excited. My long lost brother appeared, and he wants to be my brother again.
Oh, right, that's right. He had traveled on the rails.
Yeah.
From some coastal town.
And he
town.
Thought that his brother had died when he was a baby.
Mm-hmm. Scarlet fever.
Yes. But now it turns out his brother's alive and traveled to see him. And
we
he was
encouraged
so excited
him to ask to some questions about their childhood, just like the neighbor's house, more details. And sure. he said, no need. I know this guy's my brother. I can see it in his eyes.
It's not called show friendship, assholes.
It's called show brothers.
You play whatever angle you got to play on this thing. And I win it a goddamn inch at a time.
The inches we need are all around us. I remember friggin' Al Pacino was doing that hoo-ah sound. That's acting, baby. So, what's the best kind of chewing gum?
So they are doing the show now. This is good. Let's let them be.
Don't, let's not talk. Let's not talk.
Well, now we would have to do it with a guest, so I guess it's Josh.
Uh-huh.
I feel like they're talking
because you wouldn't ask
show.
Me that question.
It's like and the so, wolf's den.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I okay. know you know.
Josh, what's the best kind of chewing gum? You better get it right.
It's the one at the zebra.
Oh, fruit stripe?
Fruit stripe.
Well, that one is childhood for the win, and it right. is epic.
Mm-hmm. And hey, retro. and the that's one of
you
the
might find it
gums
on
only a 90s kid will understand.
And a Bubblicious.
My homepage.
Yipes, stripes. Yeah. Fruit stripe gum.
I think I want to play Josh also.
That's fine. I trust you.
I think that
But
would
that's
be
actually not the right answer. It's spree because it is both candy and gum. Mm-hmm.
I trust
just
you.
Candy. I don't really
spree
think
it
spree
becomes chewable. You can chew it at the end.
I don't know if that's right.
You have to figure out who's going to break it to Jonah Ray that you're playing both parts.
I like the one with the zebra on it.
Now that sounded like me.
Yeah, that sounds like a haze.
I think we need to maybe just do like a quick workshop with an acting teacher.
Okay, yeah, that was a little too close to the haze zone.
Julie, this is why people don't work with Tom. He's going to straight up clumps this motherfucker.
I know you're the...
John,
before you know it, he will clumps it. He will clumps this project.
He clumps everything he touches. Did you hear, instantly, as soon as he heard another voice, he said, I want to be that
Tom
as well.
Tom gets excited. He's exposed to the world, and his curiosity is enormous.
Look, I like to play. That's all it comes down to, guys. I like to play. Fine, I won't play Josh. I'll just focus that much more on playing Sean.
Who's going to be Josh?
Yeah, we need a Josh for one thing. You know, Tom was originally in Trump versus Bernie, but he tried to make it Clumps versus Bernie, and then it was just Clumps versus Clumps. So now, you know, that show would have been, it would have tanked instead of being friggin' rocket ship.
Well, I will say this.
If we're going to go into ancient history, I used to EP on bajillion dollar properties, but this is not about what happened yesterday. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And those wounds will heal. Those wounds will heal in time.
Oh my.
You remember that when I hurt that girl?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Can I?
Message received.
Yeah.
She's
not going to speak back to me anymore.
Can I be Josh?
Oh, you want to audition for the first?
I've been sort of looking for, I mean.
You can't beat him.
Yeah. Kind of like in Starsky and Hutch when they threw those two original losers that played Starsky and Hutch apart where they're
a cool cameo.
Hey, when they're like shoveling shit.
Yeah, and they're just like, hey, you guys like to eat manure? And then like Ben Stiller and Owen Wilson are just like, whatever, you old assholes. And then like walked, but then they froze on him for a second. You're like, wait, those are the original Starsky and Hutch.
Yeah, that was fun.
So we'll give them like a thing like that.
We could potentially be an Easter egg of some kind.
It was like that in Tannenbaum's too.
Yeah.
The original.
The real Tannenbaum's were in it.
The original Tannenbaum's were in it.
Okay. Yeah. We'll throw you guys a cameo.
I could be Richard Grieco in the new 21 Jump Street.
Oh, that was fun.
Where people are like.
Isn't that fun?
Oh, that's Johnny Depp. And that other guy must be the other person who was in 21 Jump Street.
It's the EP of Gigolos.
What if we give Sean.
Sean didn't ask for anything, just so you know.
But
so
this
you
don't have to Sean's not hearing this.
Right, okay.
What if we give him what if he plays Pauly Shore in this thing? Right, we put him in the wig. Right, put him, wrap a couple scarves around him. Have him be like wheezing with the juice. Right? Can you say, Sean?
By my corner of the...
Sean, would you mind just saying wheezing with the juice three times? First time, kind of tight. Second time, just a little looser.
Just give me three of them?
Third time, just go nuts.
You want to just rip off three of them?
Third time, just go nuts. Just give me three of them in a row.
Go nuts.
Just three in a row?
Yeah. Three in a row,
just three
please?
Quick. Okay. Yeah. Wheezing with the juice. Wheezing with the juice. Oh, wheezing with the juice.
That's not a good idea.
That was not a good idea.
What happens in this in the movie?
Sean and Hayes make love in the...
Go on.
Second act. Mm-hmm. And the rest of the movie...
Is there anywhere else to go?
Dealing with it. Oh, there's lots to go.
Mm-hmm.
You mean where do we go from here?
Sort of a D-train model.
Mm, yes.
We're D-training this one?
What does that mean?
Sundance Sensation to D-train?
I'm afraid I'm not familiar.
Two men make love.
Oh, yeah, you're in for.
But it's not
as a story
two men.
Point.
That's the thing, because it's a Paul Feig reboot. It's a right. heterosexual situation.
But it's a gay dude and a funny honey. I mean, that's sort of similar.
I feel like I don't want to give away anything else about Sean's gayness.
There's more to it.
Yeah,
it doesn't seem like something that would be layered.
A little bit. You know what that? You know what that's from? Analyze this. Little bit.
Hoo-ah. Kind of disrespectful to bring up, analyze this in this studio.
Why is that?
Because there was a podcast that was hosted here. It was based on that name, and it's Analyze Fish. So we tried not to. You don't know the rules when you come in, but.
We don't make fun of that. We just do a nice podcast.
Yeah. Hey, I was out of the room for a minute. What were you guys talking about for the last 90 seconds?
Nothing. We were talking about trying to do a nice, funny podcast with
cool
our
ideas. Nothing cool ideas. Cool ideas. Let's
nothing
pick it up.
At all. I'm fine with a love scene.
I'm ready to talk about the rest of it. I missed the last 90 seconds, what you guys were goofing around about.
Mm.
Sometimes I take my pants off so my partner will have a little sweet surprise.
Is this Hayes? Are you doing Hayes right now?
No, this is just Julie.
No, my pants are.
I was talking about my pride.
My pants are too tight.
Because I've done some love scenes on my show.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think I know why Julie's working with Tom. I just figured it out.
You figured it out?
Yeah. I know what happened.
What?
Let's just say somebody closed a lot of doors for Julie recently.
Is this like Stephen Sondheim, like opening doors from Merrily We Roll Along?
Mm-mm. Do you really want to be next?
I don't know what he's talking about.
I don't know what he's talking about either.
I'm going to make Sean say it.
Like noises off?
Sean, shut up. Shut up. Shut up.
Okay.
Shut up.
Okay.
When you say okay, that's not shutting up. Shut up.
Okay, I'm shutting up.
Shut
now.
Up.
Okay, shutting up now.
You shut up.
Okay, I shut up just now.
You shut up.
I just did.
Hey, shut up.
Hey, what did Sean mean?
You shut up.
I can't say it. It has to be.
You shut
Sean,
up.
Sean has to be the one to explain it. I don't want to take
but
that away from him.
But he can't because Tom wants him to shut up.
You shut up.
He's suggesting
shut up.
That somebody forced your career to a place where now you have to work with Tom. Is that correct?
Yes.
And what's the door?
All other showbiz doors were closed for you.
And shut up.
And who was that person?
You shut up.
I'm saying you felt the sting of someone whose name starts with a Z who we do not mention. But that she was able to, at the highest levels of Hollywood, basically corral you so that you had only one career option, which is certain doom. Mm.
You shut up. You shut your mouth right now.
Okay.
Oh, no. He's being me saying okay about it.
I'll shut up.
Oh, no. He can make me agree to shutting up even if I don't want to be silenced.
Mm. I'll shut up if you put a nice... Chips Ahoy in my mouth, maybe.
Oh, God, there's no way to distinguish whether that's really me doing that.
Do I like Hydrox or Oreo more?
Hey, so I never knew the power of letting them become us. Now they can make us do anything they want.
I think I might punch myself in the face for
a
while.
No, oh,
that
would hurt.
I think you should do it. I think you should put on a glove with lots of spikes on the knuckles.
Oh, no, ow, that would hurt.
Get yourself good and
bloody. A glove?
Make the blood... Put the blood on me.
Oh, no,
don't.
Put the blood on me. Well, we can't not write a musical when we're with you, Julie. Put the blood on me. And what, it, you know, who knows who's saying that? Seems like a rich area.
Like Barry White.
Put the blood on me. Yeah, it's way down there.
You know what's funner? Period bloopers.
Is there any other kind?
Yes. Hey, Hayes.
Yes.
Do I like vanilla?
Well.
Or chocolate more?
I never realized how food focused I am. I didn't. It's right, but I just didn't know.
I was thinking. We could go to Staples and get an exacto plate.
Hayes, I have a plan.
Put it in your mouth and then put your fingers in your mouth.
Hayes, you become Tom.
And
I become Julie.
And I become Julie.
Then we can... Then right, we can then play we ourselves in the movie by the being movie them by being while them they, play, while they play us.
Put some blood on me.
Let me try.
Chew the fingers with the blade and put the blood on me.
I used to send fake period bloopers into YM magazine.
Hey, it's me, Tom.
Oh, shit. He got
Hello.
You.
Hello.
He got you.
Yeah, who's this?
Oh, no, he's got me.
I thought it was my uh-huh. own. Like, you know how the voice in your head sounds a little different?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I felt like it was in my head.
Oh, he's got you and he's got me.
Oh, yeah. I know what that's like.
How was your week?
Oh, my God.
Let me tell you something. Nobody out there's doing this. Nobody out there's holding a candle to the kind of thing I'm doing on this show.
He's really doing a good job with me.
Yeah, Tom.
None of these other guys out here, none of these guys even sniff my jock.
I agree.
I've never said that. I've never said sniff my jock, but... Other than that, he's 100%
locked in. Everything
Sean
is doing is pretty dead on. Oh,
I'm a little spooked out by this.
It's almost like an SNL audition.
So now we can go to Adam Sachs as them and get the rights to our show back.
Yeah. We finally found a way out of this maze.
That seems like a good resolution to me.
Mm-hmm. Adam Sachs is the Minotaur at the center. So, what a great story we've told.
So, I'm not sure what just happened.
You guys know. Oh, Josh, are you going to take any pictures for this?
I just that's the threatened.
The Josh factor has really been hovering this whole over this whole thing.
Josh hangs over this. Do you not have a camera?
They basically threatened to go to their
Where's
mommy
Josh?
And
Hydrox
say, oh, we want to show too.
Oh, it's me.
Yeah.
Oh, Josh. Josh got infected at some point. Thought he was Sean. So that's the only loose end here. Everyone else is back to normal.
You know what the best part is? Mm. If Hayes is me, he's radioactive.
He's in radio jail?
Yeah, he's in podcast jail.
No, by radioactive, it's like I'm active in radio.
I guess I'm not sure about the difference. I guess I don't know the difference between the terms.
He's now stuck with my stuff. I'm now you, Julie.
How's that possible?
I think because
he
Hayes,
you.
Hayes
I
became
Sean was me.
If Sean is you, then I'm. But
I
no,
told
I'm Hayes.
Julie,
I'll be Hayes then.
Don't say you weren't Ward. We told you he was going
to. Julie,
we told you he was going to clump Ward. You, and that's what he's done.
You got clumped.
You've been clumped,
and he's now you, me, Hayes, and himself.
Yes.
And unfortunately, he's also Josh.
Julie,
and you're taking a photo. I know sometimes you're mad about that.
I don't even know where to look.
And I am all of you guys.
And I would also say, since there will be apparently a photo, you did mention when I became you that it might be almost an SNL audition. I do have a new character for Lauren.
What's that?
Since I have this mustache right now, it's hipster Jeff Foxworthy.
Let's go. What are you doing with your hands? Why are you doing that?
I'm getting into it.
What are you pretending to pitch a ball into the air?
No, I'm just queuing it up. I'm hitting the light.
Telling the tech booth to
if
hit
you
the,
if yeah if you
oh he's directing the pitch of his voice.
Okay. If you go jogging around the reservoir. in Silver Lake, you might be a hashtag redneck.
A redneck. Interesting. Interesting. Mm.
The hipster stuff is really good.
To talk about it.
Follow me on Snapchat.
Marcy Klein.
So
Marcy
Klein.
Yeah.
If he's hipster.
Jeff Foxworthy.
Jeff Foxworthy. I'm Sean again.
I think I'm John Daly.
You're John Daly.
Yeah.
The golfer or the comedian?
Exactly.
That's the hook.
Captain. Bye.
Hollywood Handbook is brought to you by Wolf Cool Productions, a subsidiary of Calvin and Hobbes. Ow, baby.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.